This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The sound you've been hearing for the past week or so is the sound of breaking brackets, as March Madness lives up to its name. Whether they were created with painstaking research or on a whim, every single bracket entered into the NCAA's official bracket challenge had been busted by late last Friday night, which maybe, just maybe, opens the door for a mid-tournament comeback by a bracket of an entirely different sort, almost. Here's WFPL's Laura Ellis.
First of all, it's not technically my bracket. It's my dog Wilson's bracket. Like most small dogs, she never backs down from a fight. So when filling out her bracket, we always pick the team whose mascot would win in hand-to-hand combat. In our office pool, Wilson almost always comes in last. Filling out Wilson's bracket takes approximately 25 times longer than filling out my own. Every year we do our research, looking up the strengths and weaknesses of bulldogs, buffaloes, and bearcats. Some are obvious, like Ducks versus Crusaders or Trojans against Friars. But this year, some first-round matchups had us stumped, so we decided to call in the experts.
What are we trying to do here? Trying to set up a scenario where a hawk and an owl is actually fighting?
One game in the South region pitted two birds of prey against each other. And quite frankly, we weren't sure which is tougher. It was the Temple Owls versus the Iowa Hawkeyes, whose mascot is Herky the Hawk. John Wicker at Raptor Rehab of Kentucky is quick to stress that an owl and a hawk would never actually fight each other.
But hypothetically, all things being equal, weight, size, and everything else, I believe the great horned owl would come out the winner.
Wicker says birds fight feet first, and owls have amazing power in their feet. He says an owl is a formidable opponent even against a person, and he should know. An owl once sunk two of its eight talons into his hand.
I was off work for 6 weeks. I was on an IV antibiotic drip for 5 days. I had plastic surgery on my hand, and my medical bills were over $3,000. That was two talons out of eight. He picked on me pretty good.
With strength like that, you'd think this owl could be on its way to the Final Four. Unfortunately for Wilson's bracket, the Hawks prevailed on the court.
4 seconds. Gasell, no chance. It's good! It is good!
On the other side of the bracket, it was human versus human. Specifically, the Virginia Cavaliers versus the Hampton Pirates. I was pretty sure I knew about Pirates, but Cavaliers?
You could trace it back to 1640s, English Civil War. The Cavaliers were the people in support of Charles I, so they were soldiers.
That's Tony Dingman, teaching artist at the Fraser History Museum.
I think when you look at pirates, you got to look at the Golden Age, and that's from like 1650 to 1725, about 75 years. They're vessels that are waylaying other vessels, often burning them, but taking whatever loot they can.
Dingman says cavaliers fought on horseback and carried flintlock muskets, pistols, and swords.
So they were pretty well geared. Of course, these weapons are one-shot weapons, and they're not very accurate. So you'd have to be awfully close.
On the other hand, pirates would use anything and everything to win a fight.
You could see swords, you could see pistols, you could see longer muskets, you could see axes, bottles, anything really, to win. I give the upper hand to the one who's willing to take the underhanded route. Pirates. Hands down, pirates would win the fight.
But here's what Wilson didn't take into consideration. The Virginia Cavaliers were a number one seed. They defeated the 16th seed Hampton Pirates and then went on to defeat the Butler Bulldogs in the second round.
Last chance for the Bulldogs. Kellen Dunham misses the three. Almost! But guess what, guys?
To be fair, Bulldogs are usually unarmed. So what about mascots that aren't animals or humans? Like Iowa State, the Cyclones. They were up against Iona College, whose mascot is... the Gael, G-A-E-L.
Gael is a Celtic warrior, and it ties back to our Irish heritage.
Ian Sachs is the editor-in-chief of Iona's student newspaper.
There have been logos of our mascot with, like, a not quite a sword, but kind of like a sledgehammer-looking device.
What would happen to this sledgehammer-wielding Celtic warrior in a cyclone?
It would not be good.
If you're in Louisville, like Wilson, you might know that voice. It's meteorologist John Belsky, who's been covering weather here for more than 30 years. He's seen his fair share of tornadoes.
Even a weak one would at least pick them up and throw them off to the side a few feet. And then, you know, obviously if it was one of the more violent ones, you would probably be carried hundreds of feet.
Are there any offensive moves a human could make against a cyclone? Say, maybe if they had a big sledgehammer? You could swing it around, it wouldn't break up the cyclone.
No, that's not. Nothing you can do to stop a cyclone. Just run.
And the Gales did run, all the way back to New Rochelle after their first round loss.
English turns it over. Here come the Cyclones. Morris!
Right now, Wilson's bracket is in last place, as usual. But she did call the 15-2 upset between Middle Tennessee and Michigan State. Spartans have no defense against Lightning. Maybe she has a chance this year. For Only a Game, I'm Laura Ellis in Louisville.
Do you have a wacky way of filling out your brackets? Does it involve mascots, darts, coin tosses, blindfolds, stockbrokers, or Ouija boards? Does it include roulette wheels or the advice from American presidents? Well, then by all means, let us know, because like just about everybody else, we have absolutely no idea what we're doing when March Madness rolls around each year. Share your bracketology strategy with us on Facebook or Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. Maybe we'll end up sharing your method on the show, in which case you'll become a major celebrity who doesn't have to fill out brackets every year. You'll be able to pay someone to do that for you.